بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 7th of August in the year 2020. Alhamdulillah, we moved on to the 10th night that we're going through the exalted and dear life of our beloved mother, Sayyida Safiya radiyallahu anha. So, before moving on, a touching incident now needs to be mentioned. In Hakim in his Mustadrak, number 6861, or volume 4, page 28, states Sahih to the criteria of Bukhari and Muslim. Zahabi Sahih, Hayat al-Sahaba, volume 4, page 287 of the New English Translation. Al-Bidaya ibn Hisham in his Sira ibn Asakir, Zad al-Ma'ad 3-328, and Kanz al-Umal, volume 7, page 119, narrates a similar but lengthier report. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he relates, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered his tent with Safiya radiallahu anhu, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu spent the night guarding the entrance. The next morning when he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was still carrying his sword. And upon seeing him, he said, Allahu Akbar, Ya Rasulullah, because she was only recently married and you had her father, brother and husband killed, I did not trust her with you. It is for this reason you see me in this state of alertness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereupon smiled and said, Khair. Aye, that is good. So let's look at this. So this is an absolutely flawless report. Imam Hakim states, Sahih to the criteria of Bukhari and Muslim, and Imam Zahabi confirms. So who's Abu Ayyub al-Ansari? We've been through his life recently, radiallahu, one of the eminent Ansar, a cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But note, he didn't guard, because the Prophet told him to. He did it spontaneously. So when Rasulullah was having privacy with his wife, he spent the entire night guarding. Think about that. So that's pure love. Why? Because nobody's asked and he's doing it. The next day the Prophet sees it. And what? Look how humorous it is. When he sees the Prophet, he goes, Allahu Akbar. In other words, you're still safe. He goes, Ya Rasulullah, her father, brother, husband's recently been killed. And I was here just in case. And the Prophet just smiled. He goes, Khair. In other words, may Allah reward you. In another report, Abu Ayyub added, radiallahu, had she made any movement to harm you, I would then have been close at hand, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Ibn Sa'd in Istabaqat, volume 2, page 116, Hayat al-Sahaba, volume 4, page 287 of the New English Translation, meaning if she made any movement, I would be ready, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in a further report, our beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeing his beloved companion's love and dedication towards him, had thereupon made the following priceless dua for him. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu, just as he spent the night guarding me. Subhanallah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu, just as he spent the night guarding me. So this dua was made for the great Abu Ayyub al-Ansari. So just to mention a few things about the great Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu. So his real name was Khalid ibn Zayd radiallahu. We're guaranteed, even scholars, and this is not to belittle the scholars, they won't know who you're talking about. Because the great Khalid ibn Zayd, Khalid ibn Walid, no. Khalid ibn Sa'id, no. Khalid ibn Zayd. He goes, oh, Abu Ayyub, so his kunyat has become famous, radiallahu. He was related, he was a cousin of our beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was from the exalted Banu An-Najjar tribe. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said in Bukhari al-Muslim, the best tribe of the Ansar is Banu An-Najjar. So he was from that tribe, which is his mother's tribe, Amina, radiallahu. He was one of the 70 to 75 elite souls who gave their pledge to our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the second priceless pledge of Aqaba. So this was a great honor. They considered this to be greater than Badr, some of the companions. And he was one of those elite souls, radiyallahu ta'ala. He was the unique host of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for over 200 days in the dwelling of the Honorable King Tubba As'ad, radiyallahu. So imagine if anybody even queries or asks you this question, has anybody had the honor to be living in the same dwelling or being the host of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for over 200 days? So whoever it is, you're thinking, subhanAllah, it's an immense honor. Abu Ayyub was given this. But the dwelling was from the ancient king Tubba. A long narrative, he was a king from Yemen and he built a dwelling for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he goes, I want this to reach the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it eventually did reach him because Abu Ayyub hosted the Prophet in that dwelling sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became the neighbor of Rasulullah. So when the Prophet left, he was still the neighbor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the brother who was paired up with Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umar, i.e. the great martyr of Uhud and the first ambassador which the Prophet sent to Al-Madinah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the one whom I mentioned. The Holy Prophet had supplicated to be protected sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was one of the five hafiz during the lifetime of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and one of his personal scribes. He was the one who was insatiable in acquiring sacred knowledge. He traveled from one country to another just to verify a hadith. He had that much love for the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a staunch follower of the sacred sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He rebuked Abdullah ibn Umar. And he was known to be the most firmest in following the Prophet's sunnah. So to rebuke him is not a small matter. He was the capturer of a transgressing jinn, which is recorded in Tirmidhi. Right? A jinn tried to do and he mashed him up. He's a warrior of Badr, radiyallahu. He was a veteran of over 50 years of campaigns. He was the one who was honored to fight against the accursed Khawarij. He was a staunch follower of Sayyidina Ali, radiyallahu, and one of his right-hand men and most trusted. He was a participant of the first naval jihad, which guaranteed paradise. He was the one most beloved to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was the one whose sacred body now lies buried in the most fortunate land of Turkey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be well pleased with him. And most assuredly, he certainly is. Ameen. So that was that sahaba. Imagine. And this is why these reports are very dear to the Turkish Muslims. Because they have great affiliation with Abu Ayyub al-Ansari. Just to have that narration saying he guarded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now another very important thing. With regards to this blessed wedding, it is important to highlight that out of all our beloved and dear mothers, it was only Sayyida Safiya radiyallahu who was from the Bani Israel. So this is very important. So our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, some say 13 wives, but 9 when he passed away sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. None of them were from the Bani Israel except Safiya. So that's an honor for her. So the only one that Allah Ta'ala chose to be married to his most beloved creation was Safiya. She was handpicked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, because of this, some ignorantly spoke about this marriage. So, to mention a few reports. In Sahih Muslim, number 3500, Sayyidina Anas, he relates, radiyallahu, when they drew near Al-Madinah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of love for the holy city, he sped up. And we also sped up too. The she-camel Al-Adba thereupon stumbled, and Rasulullah fell sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she, Safiya radiyallahu anha, also fell. He immediately got up and screened her. The women were looking on from a distance and they said, أَبْعَدُ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودِيَّةِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the Jewess away from us. So let's look at this. So this is recorded in Sahih Muslim. So this was how much our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Al-Madinah. When he saw it, he would quicken the pace. And that much love for the holy city. So, you know, he would quicken and the Sahaba all followed behind him. But in his haste to get back to his beloved city, the famous camel Al-Adba fell. So when the camel fell, Rasulullah fell from the camel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also Safiya. The Holy Prophet immediately screamed, and then look what happened. The report clearly says it. Women saw this from a distance. So news has already reached them. He's married a Jew. So what did they immediately think? أَبْعَدَ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودِيَّةِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this Jewess away from us. Notice that the prophets fell. It's because of her. So should we find that wrong? Yes. Should we hold that against the companions? No. Because they don't know who she is. The only thing that the prophet is married, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You understand? Like I mentioned, father was a big shaitan. Previous husbands were big shaitans. Tried this, that and the other. But they clearly said this. In another report, Anas radiallahu anhu said, in Sahih Muslim, number 3501, then we entered Al-Madinah, and the young ones amongst his wives came out to have a look at her, and they expressed joy at her fall. Then we entered Al-Madinah, and the young ones amongst his wives, radiallahu ta'ala, came out to have a look at her, and they expressed joy at her fall. So now it mentions who got happy that she fell. It was the mothers of the believers. But names are mentioned. The only thing Anas radiallahu anhu said, the young ones. The young mothers of the believers, they were happy that she had fallen. So note, if you haven't got understanding, you're thinking that they got something against her. But it's to do with the history. Right? So it's mentioned clearly. But this disrespect could not be tolerated by Allah the Almighty and Glorious. How do we know? In Ibn Abi Hatim in his tafsir, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he recited this verse. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah 33, verse 58. A'udhu billahi min وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَقْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. And those who annoy the believing men and women undeservedly bear on themselves the crime of slander and plain sin. Ibn Abbas explained, radiyallahu anhuma, this verse was revealed about those who defamed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as regards his marrying Safiya bint Huyay. So let's look at this. So what does Allah the Almighty and Glorious say? That if you annoy the believing men and women without right, you have the crime of slander and it is a clear sin. Ibn Abbas said that this verse was revealed about those who spoke ill of Safiya, her marriage to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So was it a small matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. Allah the Almighty and Glorious revealed the verse, meaning you don't know this woman, but I'm warning you now, i.e. to keep in check with regards to speaking ill, ignorantly about her. But of course the verse is general. If you look at the wording, it's general. But it was revealed, Ibn Abbas said, for Safiya radiallahu. Another report says it was revealed about Aisha radiallahu because of the incident of the slander. Whatever the case, there's no contradiction. Why? Because they're both mothers of the believers. Maybe it was revealed more than on one occasion because they both deserve that because they are our mothers radiallahu ta'ala. So now this marriage, another very important thing. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had married Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha for the same reasons as he had married Sayyida Juwayriya radiyallahu, who was also the daughter of a chieftain and whose husband had been recently killed in battle with other family members. It was thus necessary to deal with them both in an honorable manner due to their positions. So what's interesting is almost identical. You got Juwayriyah radiyallahu, her tribe came, went to war with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were defeated. Fortunately, the father wasn't killed. He lay and embraced Islam. But because of Safiya marrying, because of Juwayriyah radiyallahu anha marrying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they freed the entire tribe. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, identical with Safiya radiyallahu anha, and notice the same thing happened. Many of the Jews embraced Islam upon that marriage. So not because of their status. It was wisdom in why the Prophet was doing this sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also very important, the marriage with Sayyida Safiya radiyallahu anha clearly disproves the allegation that ignorant Jews often make, namely, his quarrel with us is racial. Because he had a problem with the Jews, because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has got a problem with the Jews. Have you heard that? Because the proof is, he got rid of us from the Arabian Peninsula. So how do you respond to that? Well, I'm a bit confused. Why? Because he married one of you. Right? If he couldn't stand the sight of you, why is he married? You understand? If you can't stand, you know, a'udhu billah, if you're racist, let's put it bluntly, if you're racist, are you going to marry the one that you're looking down on? You know, think about it. You got these people who are racist. You know, they consider the black people to be the lower end of evolution spectrum. Would they marry a black woman? Doesn't make sense. Right? So the Prophet ﷺ's marriage disproves that. He was absolutely pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid, racial thoughts never even crossed the exalted mind or heart of our pure and beloved messenger. So note how Allah has given you. He goes, look, there is another proof of this. But reflect, this is the irony. Compare the treatment our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed to Huyay's daughter as with that of Huyay's treatment with that of our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all that after acknowledging his prophethood. Compare. If somebody goes to you, who's the racist? Let's look at Huyay. By God, he's the prophet of God. So what should we do? We're going to oppose him. Why did he oppose him? Racist. Envy, the Quran says. Envy of what? He's not a Jew. Went to war, caused havoc. And then you've got the cheek to say that our Prophet was racist. And he married the daughter of the one who's exposing this. So note how pure a sign it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But alas, it is only the wise who will take heed. The other thing which is certainly worth mentioning, no marriage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is by chance. So you could say that because she was a descendant of Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, that possibly that holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had made a dua that one of his children would marry the final messenger sallallahu alaihi wasalam, right? And one of his daughters indeed married the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasalam. Right, so there's other reasons you can mention as well. But note, you know, it's a clear proof that he had nothing of that in his blessed mind and heart. We know that, but there's a proof there for anybody who wants to, you know, study. He married the one who tried to exterminate him, his daughter. Why is he doing that? That Allah alayhi salam. So now moving on to the next incident. And we'll make a start on it. We'll complete it tomorrow, if it's love, inshallah. Entitled The Infamous Poison Meat Incident. The Infamous Poison Meat Incident. Indeed, it was during the fall of Khaybar that this most infamous incident took place. So this is very important. Was the Prophet on his way back? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where was he? Khaybar had fallen. That's when this incident took place. But I'm going to give you the proofs, inshallah. So this narration is in Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Kathir Sida, volume 3, page 285 to 6 of the English translation. Urwa ibn Zubair and Abu Bakr ibn Shahab al-Zuhri, rahimahumullah, they both related. Now these two personalities, a lot of the seerah is from them. So why is that? Why is there so much of our history from Urwa ibn Zubair and Abu Bakr ibn Shahab al-Zuhri, rahimahumullah? So first, they're both tabi'in. Urwa ibn Zubair is Sayyidina Zubair's son, one of the ten from his paradise. But he wasn't a sahaba. His brother was a sahaba, Abdullah ibn Zubair, radiyallahu anhu. Abu Bakr ibn Shahab al-Zuhri, he was a tabi'in. But both of them, they were very close to the ruling authorities. Urwa ibn Zubair, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, the Umayyad Khalif, he contested the Khalifat against Abdullah ibn Zubair. And eventually, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan defeated Abdullah ibn Zubair. Abdullah ibn Zubair was martyred around the Kaaba. So the Khilafat went to Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. Urwa ibn Zubair went to Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, even though his brother had been killed by him. That's how pure the money was. And Abdul Malik ibn Marwan showed him all love and veneration. And he actually told him, I wanted your brother to be spared, but he wanted to be martyred. So he was with the authorities. Because of that, his knowledge could be shared very easily. Therefore, much of the seerah comes from Urwa ibn Zubair, rahmatullah alayh. In fact, one report, Abdullah ibn Zubair told him not to give his life, because you need to live so that the legacy of the Prophet can continue, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Abu Bakr ibn Shahab al-Zuhri, exactly the same, tabi'in, and he was also very close to the authorities. So the reason I'm mentioning that, because you'll hear these names again and again, Urwa, Imam Zuhri, they both relate this. So what did they say? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Khaybar, killing some of the inhabitants, the Jewess Zainab bint al-Harith, who was the niece of Marhab, presented to Sayyida Safiya radiyallah some roast mutton that she had poisoned. So now we need to know who these people are. So who is Zainab bint al-Harith? Who is this woman? So this report mentions she is the niece of Marhab. So who's Marhab? Any ideas? Marhab was that unbeaten warrior of the Jews who Ali killed with one strike on his head. Right? So this woman is the niece of that man, Zainab bint al-Harith. Have you understood? Meaning she's burning inside. She's poisoned the meat. But in another report, we have another detail. In Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Kathir Sirah, volume 3, page 286 of the English translation, she was also the wife of Salam ibn Mishkam. Who's Salam ibn Mishkam? The first husband of Sayyida Safiya. Radiyallahu. Rasulullah was the third husband of Safiya. Radiyallahu. Who was her first husband? Salam ibn Mishkam. And he divorced her, remember? This woman, Zainab bint al-Harith, married Salam ibn Mishkam. Have you understood? Now why are these details important? Because she's burning. And who does she give the poison meat to? Safiya. Why is Safiya taking that meat? Why is her guard down? Because she had married her ex-husband. You understand? Right? So obviously there was a very close family tie with them. Why is she giving it to Sayyida Safiya? Right, you understand? The reason is the poison the Prophet will take then. Then the report says, she included plenty of shoulder and leg, for she had learned that these were the parts of a sheep which was most beloved to Rasulullah. So she specifically made sure that the poison was in the parts he liked, in the shoulder and leg. And what's interesting, what's her name? Zainab bint al-Harith. what was Safiya's name, birth name? Same, that name was quite popular amongst the Jews. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereupon came into Sayyidah Safiya radiyallahu anha, who was totally unaware of what Zainab had done, accompanied by Sayyidina Bishr ibn al-Bara ibn Ma'rur of Banu Salama. So obviously, Safiya, not thinking anything. Now think about this. You could query, but she didn't allow the Prophet to come near him, near her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because she goes, "You're too close to the Jews, Ya Rasulullah." So we mentioned that. Then what happened here? And the response is, she feared the males. She wasn't thinking of the females. Have you understood? So when a female gave the meat, her guard was down. Who entered with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A companion called Bishr ibn al-Bara ibn Ma'rur, Bishr radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidah Safiya radiyallahu anha offered the roast mutton, and Rasulullah took some of the shoulder and he bit from it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Bishr also took the shoulder, he also bit, radiyallahu anha. Adding a detail, in Bayhaqi, Ibn Kathir Seerah, volume 3, page 285 of the English translation, the Holy Prophet asked her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, i.e. that woman, Zainab, "What is this meat?" She said, "It's a gift, O Abu Qasim." She was careful not to say sadaqah, for he would not have taken. So look how finally executed the plan was. Even that detail, the Prophet asked, "What is this?" And she said, "Oh, it's a gift." Why? Because the Prophet is not allowed to take sadaqah. Going back to the report. When Rasulullah swallowed a morsel, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bishr was observing him. And when he noticed the Prophet swallowed the morsel, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also swallowed what was in his mouth. When Bishr had swallowed, Rasulullah thereupon said immediately to one and all, "Remove your hands. The shoulder of this sheep has informed me that my death will be announced because of it. Just stop eating." He goes, "This is going to cause my death." So Bishr ibn al-Bara, when he heard this, radiyallahu, he said, "By him who honored you, I found that too in the piece I ate. I heard it. It's going to kill you. The only thing that prevented me from mentioning it was I respected you too much to want to make you dislike your food. Thus, when you swallowed what you had in your mouth, I could not allow myself to protect my life to the exclusion of yours. I hope you would not have swallowed it, for in it is my death, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Then subhanallah, before Bishr could even get up, such was the potency of the poison, his color changed gray and his pains were such that he could not move before his soul departed. Subhanallah. So let's look at this amazing report. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's now been informed of his death. How many years after this did he pass away?
Three, four
years. So you got to remember that. But he said, "My death has been announced." What was shocking? Bishr heard it. So Bishr's it, and he hears the meat. So what does he do? He looks at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's watching to see whether he's gonna swallow. And when he sees his blessed, you know, Adam's apple move, he swallows it. And it's too late. The Prophet goes, "Stop." And then Bishr then managed to get what he knew to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he goes, "It's only because of my love for you, Ya Rasulullah, that I swallowed this piece." And he goes, "My death is with this." And immediately at that point, imagine, look how deadly it was. At that point, his face, look how graphic it is, his face went grey. You know, you get poisoned, you actually see a person, he actually looks grey. And he passed away immediately. What's very important is, it was not just Bishr who was martyred. In Abu Dawud, Ibn Kathir, Sirah, volume 3, page 284 of the English translation, Jabir radiallahu anhu said, some of his companions who had eaten of the sheep also passed away. Some of his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had eaten of the sheep also passed away. So, thus far, what's happened? Zainab, her plans worked. She poisoned. Why has it not affected the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Right? Because Allah Ta'ala, it wasn't his command. But it was remaining dormant in his system. Because he said, my death has been announced. So this is one of the earliest signs of his death, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he clearly mentioned. Bishr was given exactly the same martyrdom. Look at his status. If somebody asked you who was given any sahaba, exactly the same as Rasulullah. People go Abu Bakr, mashallah. Because yeah, mashallah, poison did deactivate, mashallah. But anybody more precise? It's like exactly the same. If somebody goes to you, was there any difference in his martyrdom? What took the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It was the poison. Which poison? Shoulder meat. Who gave it? Zainab the Jewess. How did Bishr pass away? Poison. How? Who gave it? Zainab the Jewess. Allah Ta'ala blessed him with that, but he took him first, radiallahu. And also, it was extremely potent. Many of the Sahaba also were martyred from that poison. Think about that. And this is after Khaybar had fallen. Now let me ask you a question to finish. How much mischief have the Bani Israel done? Think about that. It's unending. You know, if you think about it, you know, look at the havoc they were causing. And even when they were subdued, they threw that last grenade in, as they say. You know, subhanAllah. But Safiya is innocent, radiallahu. But it must have broke her heart thinking, you know, why did I not think? The females as well. You know, the females are going to, you know, try something. But notice they dragged her into it as well. And that's why when she came and she fell off the camel, why do you think they said, may Allah Ta'ala keep the Jewess away from us? Because the news had spread. Right? What's happening? And they were probably thinking she may be somewhat responsible, but she was innocent. So all I mentioned today was two things. One is the beautiful incident where Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu, from his own sweet will, guarded the blessed tent of our beloved messenger on his wedding night with Safiya radiallahu. And this was again showing his status and love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I mentioned a quick CV of the great companion. And then I mentioned why or who was saying negative things about Safiya when she came to Al-Madinah. And we shouldn't hold that against the companions. Why? Because they didn't know who this woman was. They're hearing things. But Allah Ta'ala put a stop to it by revealing a sacred verse. And now we're mentioning the infamous incident of the poisoned sheep, which took place shortly after the marriage of Sayyidah Safiya radiallahu. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? سبحان ربي الحمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واتوب الله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وواصل الحق وواصل الصبر صدق الله العظيم